Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 55 years ago, today in 1970, Earth Day, founded by American politician and conservationist Gaylord Anton Nelson, helped ignite the environmental movement and rapidly evolved into a significant international event, highlighting the importance of environmental protection and awareness across the globe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 46 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some morning showers before 8 a.m. Then it should turn partly sunny with highs around 73 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 47 and a gentle west wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 6:45 with a low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 70 and a light northwest wind. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 46. Thursday brings sunny weather with a high near 66 and a gentle northeast wind. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 49. Friday is looking partly sunny with a high near 70 and a light south wind. After 8 p.m., there is a chance of rain showers with a low around 52. Saturday, expect rain showers likely with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 67, and a southwest wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Harvard University is at the center of a potential wealth spiral impacting the broader economy of the Boston area. With over 20,000 employees, the Ivy League institution influences key sectors, including biotechnology and real estate. President Trump's recent financial threats, including freezing $2.3 billion in grants, come during a precarious time for the region. As layoffs hit the biotechnology sector, housing market dynamics shift, and uncertainty looms over federal funding, the local economy braces for significant repercussions. The mood at Harvard remains dour, with researchers fearing for their funding and job security. Now on to sports. Cade Cunningham led the Pistons with 33 points as Detroit beat the Knicks 100-94 in Game 2, snapping a 15-game playoff skid and evening the series. It's their first postseason win since 2008. Dennis Schroeder added 20 off the bench. The series shifts to Detroit on Thursday for Game 3. In local sports, yesterday morning at Fenway, the Sox triumphed over the White Sox 4-2. Walker Buehler delivered 7 strong innings, securing the win. Rhys Snyder's solo shot and Campbell's 2-run single got the offense going. Story and Bregman added key runs while Slayton notched the save. The Sox improved to 13-11, leaving Chicago at 5-17. Fans were treated to another chapter of Patriots Day magic in the Back Bay. Tonight, the Sox meet the Mariners in Boston for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Brian Bello makes his season debut, facing Bryce Miller, boasting a 2.25 ERA. First pitch at 6:45 under clear skies at a pleasant 73 degrees. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the Orlando Magic at TD Garden for Game 2 of the East first round. The Celtics are favored by 9.5 points. In top news, a Boeing jet intended for China's Xiamen Airlines has returned to the United States production hub in Seattle, burdened by tariffs imposed during the trade war. The 737 MAX, which was painted with Xiamen livery, made its journey back after facing a staggering 125% tariff, causing its price to soar. Reports indicate that China has instructed its airlines to halt deliveries of Boeing jets, as the country controls approximately 20% of global aircraft demand over the next two decades. The future of Boeing's orders and deliveries remains uncertain amid these rising costs. In business news, MicroStrategy, the world's largest corporate holder of Bitcoin, has made headlines with its recent acquisition of 6,556 units of the digital currency, totaling $555.8 million. This purchase, made between April 14th and April 20th, was revealed in a filing with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. Following this announcement, MicroStrategy stock rose by 1% to $320. With this latest acquisition, the company now holds over 500,000 bitcoins, valued at approximately $47 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $1,600. And GOATSE's Maximus is up 10% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Verizon Fios is preparing for a significant expansion, according to their CEO, Soumya Narayan Sampath. Currently limited in availability, Fios is set to reach 10 million new eligible homes across the United States, thanks to the acquisition of Frontier in a $20 billion deal. Sampath shared that Fios will move beyond its current presence in 9 states and Washington, D.C., expanding to nearly 30 states. This transformation aims to bring Fios offerings to many more households, enhancing customer satisfaction nationwide. In entertainment news, Christopher Nolan, a master of filmmaking, has captivated audiences with his unique blend of blockbuster appeal and artistic vision. As he works on his next project based on The Odyssey, we reflect on his impressive filmography. Nolan has become a household name, reminiscent of legends like Steven Spielberg. His films, from Following to Inception, showcase his ability to blend complex narratives with stunning visuals. Each movie, whether it's the heart-wrenching Interstellar or the groundbreaking The Dark Knight, challenges viewers while pushing cinematic boundaries. Nolan's evolution as a filmmaker continues to redefine blockbuster cinema. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the South African bishop and social rights activist, Desmond Tutu. And he said, Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.